a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you was young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. The truth is, you was born with a gift to live life to the fullest, not just to exist. As a little kid, you had visions and dreams, but your visions became tainted by the pleasures of pain. The world said to get a job and work hard. The secrets to life was buried deep in the mud. Someone told you that money relieves pain, but it wasn't money, it was you that needed to change. And just like you, I believed the lie. I didn't know the power wasn't you and I. But someone came along and reminded me the timber was in control of his destiny. So it's true, you got access to the secrets to life, which is the power isn't you. You the same thing that banged the big bang. A conscious creator, you create the change. Your words create force, of course you from the source. It's showtime, it's time to get yours. And speaking to yours, yo, it's time to get more. It's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. There's universal laws that have to exist. If you think that, that's what you get. And guess what? You are the universe. That's why the word you is in the verse. Don't you get it? This is power, don't you feel it? I'm Timber Spirits, homie. I got ether in my lyrics. And please don't get it twisted. This is beyond religion. Yet I pray that you don't miss it, cause I revise these lessons. These words that I speak come in the form of a blessing. Come on, lesson one, yo, we almost done. Why not become aware while we dance and have fun? Lesson two, this is just what we do. We transforming the world, it's so powerful. Enlightened millionaires outlasting it. Brother Teresa type of dude, I'm compassionate. No longer homeless, giving homes to the poor. The poverty mentality has finally been destroyed. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. My dream is to help others to live their dreams. I'm a success, this truth I claim. Living wealth is the only way. I finally reclaim my power. I get paid every time that I count the stars. Everything I see is a gift from God. Every time I breathe, I experience love. See someone in pain and I give them a hug. I'm a man of power. I give respect to all women of the world. I love them. Now that my heart is burning, I start communities of love with the money I'm earning. Grateful to my Janet cause she said it's okay for me to be a humanitarian and get paid. The greatest power is love I be claiming. It's the only thing that's eternally famous. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power.
the spirit. Everybody's got a song that comes out of the silence. Oh yeah, reclaim your power. There are a couple of tracks that will be for sale, and a portion of the proceeds will be going to the Empowered Teen series for kids that are in lockdown detention centers. And there's a number of people who are part of that program, myself, John Asaroff, Lisa Nichols. Give them some more love, please. Timber Spirit got free while he was incarcerated. Janet and Chris Atwood, would you please stand up, please? That's Janet. Oh, there she is. Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood, married in another way. Janet called me on the phone, put Timber on the phone, and he did his whole rap for me on the phone. I'm just glad to be a part of it. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you all. And Janet and Chris, congratulations on your best-selling book. So I think we're having you here in December to do a book signing, right? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
December
4th. Okay. Yeah. And his CDs are at the Artist Corner. Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. Playing the power.
Playing the power, huh?
Your power
live at Agape International Spiritual Center. I hope you were inspired. You're now tuned in to BBS Radio, the most incredible radio station on the planet. I also want to give a shout out to all the incredible artists being played on the network, and of course all the radio show hosts, and also all my loyal friends, fans, loved ones, etc. I also want to invite you to download my transformational hip-hop songs free of charge on my Facebook music page. That's Timber Spirit, TEMBASPIRIT/transformational hip-hop. You can also catch me on Twitter at Timber Spirit. And of course, you can check out my website, www.timberspirit.com. Check me out hosting the Timber Spirit Show Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Network. On my show, the number one topic is always inspiration in the heart. I love you. Peace. Peace. Peace.
Greetings, family. This is Timber Spirit. Welcome once again to my show. I'm so delighted that you're here. Wow, today is just going to be another just really deep, moving, heartfelt experience. Didn't do a lot of preparing for this because when you live out of your heart, you just live out of your heart. It is what it is. I have some wonderful host and guests today. Matter of fact, let me backtrack and give a special shout out to Michael Bernard Beckwith and all of the Agapeites in L.A. That was very, very classic moments with that song, Reclaim Your Power. That was before 10,000 people chanting Reclaim Your Power with me. And so just it's one of the things that actually helped my career and my, beginning to get more exposed to be able to pour my heart out to a greater magnitude of people. So much, much respect to Michael Beckwith and all the Agapeites. Today is a wonderful, incredible show. I'm so blessed to be alive right now, to be a part of this great day of awakening. The theme is going to be the sacred land of the heart. And, one of the things that inspired that is I'm actually on sacred land right now. I'm exposed and surrounded and saturated in a sacred environment, very consciously concentrated sacred environment. I'm on the sacred land of Kumbi, and we're going to talk more about Kumbi, what that means today. Today, my special guest, for lack of a better way to put it, but I consider my family and my beloved friends. We have Rain on the Earth. We have my beloved sister, Anique Gaia, and also Galan Guy, my beautiful brother. And also big shout out to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. You know, I'm very, very big on honoring the maternal aspects of God consciousness, of love. But I also need to just to stay balanced and grounded, also acknowledge the paternal perspective. And there's some beautiful things going out there with awakening around paternal energy too. So big ups to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. So anyway, today's topic again is the sacred land of the heart. And, you know, again, that was inspired by being saturated on sacred land right now and being around individuals who just really, really help to harness a sacred environment, but also helping to point humanity into their own sacredness, their own space of sacredness. So having said that, we are going to listen to the theme song of my book, which is How to Reclaim Your Innocence, Remembering the Love Beauty Within. And I was trying to figure out what song would be really, you know, a good song to vibe, help us to deepen that vibrational positioning in terms of just dropping into that sacred land of our hearts. So I chose the theme song to my song, to my book, Innocence. So the song is called Innocence. So I just want to the listeners out there, and also, please forgive me, want to give you all a big shout out, you know, just to tell you I honor and bow to the divine beingness that you are, and I invite you into the world of our heart today. And so I just want to thank you for being here. Whoever is out there listening, and your participation is very, very meaningful to me. And having said that, let's all just, if you're out there listening, you know, we want to, the whole objective of all spiritual paths is to lead us into the perpetual experience of the love energy that we are and that runs in and through our own hearts. So I just want you to place your hand on your heart. I'm not going to walk you through this or anything like that. Just these next couple of minutes, just place your hand on your heart while you're listening to this music from my this theme song music from my book, How to Reclaim Your Innocence. Just place your hand on your heart if you choose to. And I just want you to just listen to, feel your heartbeat as you listen to this music and realize that just through your very heartbeat, you know, that's your sacred land. You know, that's one of the drum, the rhythms that makes up your sacred land, your heartbeat. And on that note, Dougie Fresh, if you could go ahead and play the song Innocence. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Was that beautiful or what? Big ups to my beloved sister, Sister Ohote, who put that together for me. She's actually done some sacred Lakota prayers at benefit concerts for me and everything. And the timing of that was just really beautiful. She had this song called Innocence. I was writing a song called Reclaim Your Innocence. And she's allowed me to use it to get the energy out there. But yes, just the sacred place of the heart, your heartbeat, just, you know, enjoying that vibration. Today we have a wonderful, wonderful show because we're just going to, we're on the sacred land of Kumbi, but also we're just going to, you know, in circle formation and spontaneity, of course, just, I want my guests today, my co-hosts, my friends, my family, Anik Gaya and Galan Gaya and Rain of the Earth, just to share their in-depth experience and with the time that we have allotted with us today to talk about what that means for them, just the, you know, the true experience of living in the sacred land of the heart on the sacred land of Kumbi. You know, because it's there's one thing to be, you know, and don't get me wrong, I was really very, very fortunate to experience sacred land in the form of a prison cell, but hey, nothing like actually being saturated in the beautiful surroundings of nature and not having to work as hard to get there. So having said that, what's up, family?
How you doing, brother?
I'm loving you.
We are just so grateful to be here. You know, it's such an honor to be on your show, and we've had you as a guest on ours, and it's you've blessed our show so many times now with your energy and your grace. And the energy that you bring forth, the listeners that follow you because of that energy. And we want to share this sacredness of this land. And the reason it's sacred, one, of course, it is a sacred place, and all places are sacred. Your home, your prison cell, whatever it is, it's what lies within you that you honor and create from within and express on the outside in what all that surrounds you. And that is what makes it sacred. Every moment is sacred. Here, we honor each and every moment. We honor each and every aspect of everything on the outside as much as the inside. But we created this sacredness from within. And that's why it's what brought you here. It's what called us all together. And to honor that, it's about awakening that sacredness within you, which called us together to put together a retreat. And we're so honored to have the four of us working together on a retreat for the rest of you and for us and this sacred land.
Yeah, as we've come to in the infancy of the creation of our retreat, you know, it's honoring the God within or the spiritual person or whichever label that you need to hold. It's that higher self of you that we're honoring. And in doing so, we as people that walk this earth with a higher knowing of a beauty that it's hard to express in words because they limit in such a way that.
So we wanted to open the doors and share and show. Yeah. And Temba's been gracious enough to honor us with some dates, right? We're actually going to do a retreat and open our doors and show from our hearts. Temba's going to open his heart. We're going to open our hearts.
Right. It's calling it Activate Love, and it's really activating, you know, Timba is an activator of self-mastery, of love, let's say that,
is
the path that he walks and so brilliantly seeds the
love in it all.
The love in it all, the hope that
the compassion.
People have no hope. It's actually to fire those things. They're dormant within. They're not dead. They may be dormant because of experiences. And, you know, I love your music because it so brilliantly touches on these themes that people have where they've shut down. And you can open those. You know, we have these prison bars, not just in prisons, but, you know, people in their homes where they're all shut down or they're shut down in their families. And there's these experiences where they just...
Well, the prison bars are the labels that you label yourself with.
Mm-hmm. You know? Each one in a nice... perfect little barrier that impedes you from passing
an institution.
A certain area in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So opening, experiencing each other on this land, you know, the land itself is this, it calls and really see today, we're making that call from our hearts, how the land has touched us so deeply and it can touch the nature within you to ignite your self-mastery. You wanted the innocence, I believe, Timba, because you experienced a lot of innocence on this land.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate this. So it's so beautiful because, you know, I enjoy hearing myself talk, you know, pouring myself. But it's so wonderful to be amongst beings who are so clear. And that live out of their hearts and are able to exude that spontaneity into the atmosphere. I love it. I sat back, you know, just to give you guys a visual, you know, it's like, okay, yeah. I could just sit back and chill. And, you know, I just want to paint a picture for everybody in terms of just how me and Rain on the Earth connected. Just was through innocence and just through this us both participating in the sacred land of our hearts. But then also through that going beyond her heart or my heart, which is just one sacred land of the heart, and it just becomes an unfoldment of love for everybody involved. But we were just playfully contemplating yesterday how we met. And I was like, you know, it's been in just such the innocence flow of love. I forgot how we met. You know, if you think about it like kids, when you put two kids in a sandbox in the playground, they just flow. They don't stop to analyze, well, was it 2 o'clock when we met, or, you know, was it through Facebook, or was it through LinkedIn, or how was it? They just get in that playground and they're in the flow. Now, of course, you know, you acquires wisdom and those things, the linear part of life becomes just as divine as the right brain and universal side. It's the balance, you know, the yin and the yang, the Shiva, the Shakti, etc. But it was just this really spontaneity of innocence in which Rain on the Earth and myself, we were able to connect through LinkedIn. You know, we linked into love. We linked into the sacred land. And next thing you know, here I am. But not only does that portray just an incredible explanation of love, it also makes me more aware of being grateful. And because Rain on the Earth had to invite me into her heart, and I had to invite her into mine for us to make the connection in order that I could even begin to connect with my beloved brother, Galan, and my beloved beloved sister, Anique, who have just asked, in their own beautiful, benevolent ways, have also invited me into the sacred land of their hearts. You know, when people ask me where I live, my truest answer that has emerged out of my heart from years is in your heart. Where else? That's my truest answer, you know, oftentimes because of the conditioning and the story that Anique always reminds me of is that, you know, we end up like having this story around having to answer a certain way or not really being true and authentic to who we are and what we want to say and from a deep level. So my deepest answer to that is I live in people's hearts and people live in mind. And I always playfully tell people, hey, you know, because I've been homeless before as far as in this incarnation physically, I always tell people, if you kick me out of your heart, then I have a problem. But then I also go on to say, but if I live in your heart and you live in mine, we'll never be homeless. You know, there'll never be a homelessness. So we can actually abolish homelessness on the planet by starting from that place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm just honored to be here. I'm honored to, you know, said all that to say I'm really just grateful. And I feel the tears coming up slowly but surely, but I'm not trying to force them. They'll come up when they're supposed to. But I just really, really feel honored because that's truly indeed been my path, that so many wonderful people like yourselves have opened up the sacred land of their hearts, allowed me to live in their hearts with them so I could be introduced and go deeper into my own.
And as we walk this path, you know, because of the changes of the cosmos, for those of you who understand this shift that took place in 2005, early 2006, the energies shifted and like energies attract like energies. And so whatever you truly are within your beingness will bring forth more of the same. And that's why we can see each other for the first time. For eons, we could not see each other. We actually repelled so that we would not be in the same places. Because if we were, that much light in one place, as we called it at that much energy in one place, would rock the world in a way that would not be a continuum of the disc which we were on. So it was purposely created in the way that it was. But to understand that the shift happened then, and what that means to us is, that like attracts like. Now we can see our brothers of light, our sisters of light, wherever they are on the planet. And that's what these shows are about, is in touching that. And so if you hear a calling in our tone, in our voices, come to this retreat, you know. It's in September, September 13th through the 15th. And yes, we picked the 13th. It's a beautiful number. The number 13 is a number of change. And it takes 13 to make a shift. You know, 12, and then the 13th is a shifter. Right. So that was why we chose those dates. And we hope that you come and join us and spend some very intimate time with us, seeing an opportunity of something different for your lives, and incorporate that into your world, awakening your heart. And then when we release you back out onto the planet, you can change the rest of the planet.
and to complement that, you know, because there's a collective awakening taking place, you know, I also realize that most of the people that I end up attracting are like myself on some level. So we also, we're not only inviting you all to just to come participate in all that we have to offer, we're just so heartfeltly like looking for all the gifts and beauty that you also bring to the table, because it's always an exchange, and then there's always a going beyond the exchange where it's just one love and one sacred land and one heart and so forth and so on. But I can say, just as a testimonial, in the few days that I've been here, and let me backtrack, let me start this way to say that, you know, even in the awakening and the enlightenment and the becoming more conscious of who you really are, there's also friction. And there's also points of uncomfortability, and but when you're rolling with people that are conscious and are on the path and are determined to become more themselves, then that also becomes the divine part of the process. So, you know, along with the enlightenment language, one of the things the Temple Spirit does is he also tries his best to see the spiritual fertilizer in what the world would term the crap of life. So sometimes, you know, I have to say my own, I have learned to really honor my issues as they emerge. And I would also say being on the sacred land around people that are aware helps to really help those energies to heal. And it helps those energies to be processed spontaneously, without there being someone trying to help you. You know, there's no teacher or student, there's just love happening. And that's this land. I've been to Fairfield, Iowa. You know, I playfully tell people that I beat Oprah Winfrey there and hung out with the Transcendental Meditation people for like 3 years. And I was invited into their world, and I'm not a Transcendental Meditator. But it's because I live out of my heart. But that's one of the sacred spots that I'm aware of. There's been some places in Wisconsin, there's been some other places, but I have to tell you that this is a really, really, really special part of that whole sacred explosion of places that are in North America on what we used to call as Turtle Island. And, you know, since I've been here, like I'm getting approached by animals. You know, there's llamas just walk around. There's cats, there's dogs, there's goats, there's chickens. And everybody's not saying that one of these goats might not get ticked off at me at some point and spread their leg open and pee on me or something. But everybody's welcoming me with love. The animals, it's a lot of healing taking place. I just left the west side of Chicago where I'm still doing my thing, still pouring out the love through the internet, through my neighborhood, through my environment, just being myself. But I would have to say that even being on this path of love and even having people all over the planet who know about my life, know about my story, and look to me for spiritual guidance, this land and this environment and my brothers and sisters here in their own ways have been guiding me. And I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot just in terms of just some of the particulars, like, you know, the importance of milking a goat on time, and, you know, just some really, really beautiful things. I just also got introduced to this tonic that we're going to be exposing through all of my social media venues soon. and giving you guys the opportunity to participate in this tonic that they got going on over here. That I just had a scab on my leg yesterday, and man, she put some little tonic, a little dab of tonic on it, and the scab opened actually before. She put a little dab of that tonic on it, and the tonic is you know, gave me a little sip, a little shot, and also just a little, put a little dab on it, and I can actually see that it's accelerated the process of the healing in that area. So there's just some, it's just a whole bunch of treats here, and I'm not going to try to get it all to you right now. I'm quite sure my brothers and sisters here have some other beautiful things to say, but we're going to be doing this. We're going to be offering this whole, I'm going to be talking about this pretty frequently on my shows in the next upcoming months up into the retreat. Mm-hmm. Somehow or another, I'm going to try to do my best to segue into what we're doing and make you guys more informed and more welcomed in each show.
Yeah, we want you to feel we're spreading our hearts, we're spreading our arms and our wings to bring you in. You hear this, respond in your heart, you know, then your heart is calling you to come. Be here. We can't tell you what it's going to mean, what change will occur for you. You know, the land itself teaches that whole thing, experience. It will, things perhaps Nick will say, or Tim or Galan or I will resonate with you. And at some point, maybe something great. And then we'll say, you know, you got a spiritual fart happening there or a dump or something. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to address it because we see that, you know, we work with that. We don't go, you know, we won't vote you off the island for that. But you are here to do the work. Mm-hmm. That we do say, when you come to do the work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like the way you said it's grating on you because it's pretty great to be graded on.
Great.
We teach you the multitudes of different ways, and yes, he's an opportunity to see some of the beautiful, magical part of this land. We also have many dragons here. We have many fairies. We have a wizard. We have, and I'll share this for those of you who know. We have someone named Amaurekva Akua who lives here. She came, and she's beautiful teacher of the land. The wizard is also the teacher of the land. He teaches about the waters and the plants. There is Batuhma, and that's a short for his very long name. He plays the drum beats of the land, the songs of each thing, as you do. I mean, it's like the symphony. You guys will bring forth a tone of your own to create a jam session here, basically. And so, you know, you might be needing a few seconds to tune in your guitar, but that's perfectly okay. Whatever comes out of you is what we want to hear. So come play music. You know, this is going to be so important. And these masters who are here on this land, great masters and great teachers, have been teaching me and are willing to teach you. So come and learn and from them. And that's the most I can open up of the very secret magical parts of this place that are to open in the next few years to all of you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Nice. Got that out the way. I had just mentioned to them, hey, listen, if I forget to talk about the retreat piece, make sure nothing like just go, you know, let's do it. Exactly. Everything they said and more, you know, all that and even more. Want to go back to the sacred land of the heart. And if anybody out there wants to call in and ask any questions, etc., we will have playbacks on this particular segment. And we'll be doing this more often. You know, there's something I want to mention in terms of the sacred land of the heart, my heart experience. You know, some epiphanies I had around really being courageous enough to own what every master that's ever walked this earth has said. And that the divinity is right there with you, in you, and is you. You know, it takes courage to go beyond the story, to address the story. You know, that's a stage of it, you know, and we actually, I'm coming to find out, we actually create our own uncomfortability as a divine tool to actually help us to go beyond that. So even in, it's one thing I'm really, really, my heart is really into and really getting people to understand that, like, you don't have to not be okay with it all. You actually
can perceive everything as sacred and everything as beautiful. And that's your story. I mean, that's the story that you've held on to for years. That's sacred. That's the story that you've gone beyond. That's sacred. That's every element in your life I've come to really accept as a result of living in the sacred land of my heart, that everything is absolutely sacred. One thing, you know, I just put a Facebook post out the other day that actually has gotten a lot of hits and a lot of comments and a lot of identification. I just, you know, just threw it out there. Said, you know, we throw sacred rocks on our altars. We sow sacred leaves, and we sow sacred pictures of sacred people and a whole bunch of stuff. But then we end up neglecting our very own sacredness. It's almost like there's some type of unconscious story around humility that says I have to separate myself from that whole picture. And, you know, there's a chant that we do. Loka samasta sukhi nu bhavantu. May all beings be peaceful and happy. Since that Sanskrit, Buddhist chant, that etc. And I had an epiphany around. I was like, you know, I'm a part of the all beings. You know, I'm not separate. Like, it's not me over here and everything else. It's me as a part of that. It's like I'm a drop in the ocean. Like, my heart is, I'm supposed to be here. I have purpose. There's power. And there's empowerment in embracing your own sacredness, not with ego, with an utter humility, just to accept who you are, -ness that you are. And so it's like, you know, just contemplate that, because, you know, I know many, I got a whole bunch of friends that they got the altars just set up every place. You know, it's so beautiful. But then somehow or another, they distance themselves from that, not realizing that it's their very own awareness that brings that awareness of everything else that's beautiful and precious and priceless in your life. It's your very own awareness. This is one of the things I really talk about in my book, How to Reclaim Your Innocence, that we can see kids. We see the, you know, everybody on the planet will see the adorability of a child. And then you turn around, look right in the mirror, and just have this whole story about how ugly you are. Or there's something wrong with you. But it takes your own awareness of that child's innocence to actually experience the innocence. So it's actually coming from you. So in actuality, now if you think about it, that same child that you're looking out at and you're saying, oh, it's so priceless and precious and adorable, you were that child once that the world was looking out and saying, oh, that child is so priceless. You were that thing that the world was learning from. I'm here to tell you that you were your first spiritual master. You were your first teacher in that you embodied all the divine characteristics that now we seek to discover now in the spiritual path. You came here with that just in being a child. So you were your first master without even knowing what or how to intellectually define what a master was. You know, these are things that I've discovered over the years as a result of turning within, being courageous enough to just accept what's being said, because I'm learning. Then I want to pass the microphone, but I'm learning that all it takes is a little drop of love. All it takes is just a little tiny opening, and that's what I have to be now. I have to just be open, because I don't want to get to a point of enlightenment where it stops, man. I want to just be in the bliss of the journey as it ever unfolds into ever unfoldingness, and that's just my path. You know, you may want it to stop one day. And if so, I honor the divinity in that. But I want you really to remember today, whoever's listening, and as a reminder to myself, that everything we see through even our physical perception as something beautiful has to be coming from your conscious perception of beauty, of good, of outstandingness, which means it's coming from you.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because many people look at what they consider the virtuoso and not realize that they have that ability. And it isn't that when we seek, you know, the one who excels or sings something that we see as greater, it's because we're wanting to activate that within ourselves, mm-hmm. that has that capability. And in that is... It's important to know that it's not something unattainable. Mm-hmm. Forever, you hear that verse, but you could never be that. No, you have this. It might not be the same song, you know. It will be your own Edith Piaf or the Mamushka. Yes, I see. You know, masters around me. I see this excellence. I mean, we all experience this incredible cooking of an Anise, you know, that is this masterful unfoldment with the food that sings and speaks to her. And, you know, I'm now touched with gratitude and the reverence of the life that I live. That's beyond what I could ever imagine, because I've gone beyond any expectation of what, or any dream of what I should strive for. It's too limited.
From where we come to where we are, I just, it's so hard to find words to express the joy and gratitude and the tears that flow from us of that true abundance. I mean, we discovered a few months ago that we have achieved what everyone has strived to get. I remember striving for it, not knowing what I was striving for, but deep inside of me, I'm striving for this one thing, and it ate at me, and it ate at me all the time, and I would do all these things to try to find it, and open this door and that door, and you know that path, and you know whatever it looked like, but to finally find all of it in such a way that I can say, wow, you know, it's beyond anything I ever imagined. I knew that this was all that, you know, everything inside of me just kept, there was no way I could take a wrong step, you know, at a certain point. But to know that, and we realize that we have everything that the world strives for. And do we even know what we have? We're still discovering. We're still unwrapping it. We're still, and every part that we unwrap, we share with you because it's so incredible. We don't have words to describe the beauty of the life that we live because it's coming from within. How can you describe it when everything you've ever known has been described from something on the outside? You can't measure it to any of the stuff on the outside. You can't, because the stuff inside is, go ahead, it's so far beyond. Please.
Or it's giving to you.
And yeah.
As Timba says, we were innocents of children, but then we were given beliefs. You know, so... That's where the innocence is lost, and you can search through all of the teachings, and they all will point to that point of separation, creating ego, and the reflective self. We think of it as the creation story, and it goes not from the Bible, that it is a comparison. But it is the loss of the feminine, which goes beyond that tale. And if you look, it goes real deep into our history of this tale that's told, that the feminine disappeared. And in that loss, those that created took from man and created a reflection of his self. So he could see there was still a feminine there, but it was distorted. Because it was...
A mirror is always the opposite effect. Never is it the same, which is why opposites attracted, do you see? Because we created that mirror. And life was, Asenne was the life of mirrors. If you listen to some of the different teachings, it is about the life of mirrors. But shattering those mirrors, once you've shattered them all, my goodness, what lies within? It's very scary to see that you are all that is.
That's deep, like the whole shattering the mirror piece. And I want to, I'm going to piggyback off that, but then I want to go back to just seeing just the beauty of the tears. But I had an epiphany. I don't remember exactly when, but it doesn't matter. You know, in the Bible, when they talk about being in the image and likeness of God. And I was like, well, no, I'm not in the image. I'm not a reflection of it. I am. You know, I mean, but it wasn't some egotistical, like, I am God. You know, because God doesn't have to run around saying he or she is God. Neither does Sunshine have to run around and say, it just is what it is. They were just saying that. You guys were just so incredibly saying that as far as the word usage. At the same time, words are so wonderful, so beautiful. You know, particularly when said from that space of no speaking, you know, where it's just, it's speaking. But rain on the earth, watching her cry, you know, in terms of the the loose theme, because it's all said a different way to say the same thing. Sacred land, you know, in the sacred land, there's sacred waters. And that's what, you know, she is rain on the earth. And, you know, so seeing the sacred land of her heart in the subtle vision, just seeing the creation and the explosion of the sacred waters as they manifested through her tears, it's just so beautiful. It's so adorable. And in actuality,
she cleanses the earth with her tears. Every tear has always changed patterns of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one thing, you know, I'm my spiritual teacher, who I say that with utter reverence, and I say it in celebration, because she's been a master at pointing me into my own space of who I am. But she says that, you know, tears are the light of the world. There's another spiritual teacher, Guru Mahat Shiva Lasananda, she says the tears are liquid prayers, which I love. And, you know, it's just for me, like, tears enable you to tap into that place. Like, tears are silent. Tears, you get totally, matter of fact, it's another beautiful thing Amma says about when you cry, like 2 to 3 minutes. She says 2 to 3 minutes of devotional crying, whatever that is, tears of gratitude, tears of compassion, is equivalent of, like, hours of meditation or something, because you just get so absorbed.
Can I add something?
Absolutely.
That's the morning bowl of tears that we speak of, because if you can wake up each moment, and instead of allowing the logic mind to come in, and we teach this, instead of allowing the logic mind to come in and dictate what you should do and what you're going to do next, sit in reverence of the moment of where you are and what you have, and allow those joyful tears of gratitude to fill your heart, so that you're energized from that for the day, not the shoulds and coulds and have tos, all right? Or, you know, because that does not fill you from within. And if, every time you do that, I have seen the effect that it has, like the meditation you did in prison affected everything around you. This is one of those God places where those tears, when I fill my cup, my bowl's full and it's overflowing in the morning, and we share those morning moments, wherever they come from, with whomever it is, it ripples, and I can see the whole cosmos just take a sip of it. And it changes so many lives from my little point right here on my little Kumbhi land, on my bed, having my morning bowl of tears, but I can see the entire cosmos ripple from it.
That's so beautiful. A compliment to that, as we're getting down to including the show, you know, what I tell people is, you know, remember, reflect, contemplate, because contemplation is different than thinking. You know, contemplate on the vision and the possibility of when those tears are emerging through you and from you and as you, that a part of everything is crying. So you're not crying alone. It's like, you know, for me, my experience is that everything in creation is actually crying through me. You know, it's like I'm just like this whole universe or universes or parallel universes gifting me with pouring through me. And but I think that's a wonderful, wonderful, I love the spontaneity of life and living and giving and sharing and loving and stuff like that. But yes, that's a remix. That was a spontaneous remix. The sacred land of the heart. It can't be sacred land of the heart without the sacred waters. You gotta have the rain on the earth taking place there. You know, you gotta have those waters in order for it to be just complete. So yes, as Anik said, we all as a collective body and individually invite you into, you know, as some of my brothers and sisters might say, you know, waking up with an attitude of gratitude, placing your hand on your heart or whatever you do, whatever your spill is, and just tapping in. And you can, you know, whatever makes you tap into that tear, for me, sometimes it's just thinking about, you know, how blessed I've been. You know, sometimes it's actually tapping into that whole idea of, you know, some hurting child that maybe my tears could heal just by welcoming them into the space of my heart. Whatever works for you, live in that sacred land and allow that sacred waters to emerge. So beautiful. So priceless.
It is priceless, Timba. We're so thankful to be on your show, and you were on ours today, you know, on Medicine Walk. And this we can say it's a collaborative energy. It's just that we're in this resonance. We're in this song together. We're singing. And we're singing to your hearts to come. Come join us.
Absolutely. Come, definitely come join us. Come check us out and, you know, check us out on Facebook. You know, my name is Timba Spirit. That's TEMBASPIRIT. You can check me out on LinkedIn. You can Google me, see my life story, see my sacred scripture, whatever each one of us. Galan Gaya, he has Facebook. You can look him up on Facebook. You can
just go to our Medicine Walk.
Medicine
Facebook,
Walk.
Medicine
that's
Walk.
What you guys, okay.
Yeah, capital right. M, capital W. Yeah, and then you can also
give that again, Claire, again.
Facebook.com/Medicine Walk, one word, capital M, capital W. And just like any of the we write like you do. We sponsor a lot of the stuff that Temba does, of course. And then you can sign up for the retreat through one of us on Facebook. Just let us know that you have interest, and we'll start communication via email from there and get you signed up.
Which have medicinewalk.wordpress.com.
And speaking of shout out, just, you know, sponsorship, they definitely Center of Enlightenment is supporting me with actually being here with you guys today. And so that's beautiful. And look forward to an explosion of enlightened and, you know, sacred land or whatever products, not necessarily with that title on it, but just look forward to an explosion of things that you guys can benefit, you know, that will benefit you in the near future as well. And also just to be responsible, because I know some people that are listening now saying, okay, how can I sign up for the retreat? I want to say that give us a little time within the next few days to come up with something that you can actually sign up. I have multiple people on my Facebook and, you know, personal friends, impersonal friends, whatever, that are actually, how can I sign, that want to sign up. The seats or the positions will go fast. I think we've decided we're going to do no more than 20 people.
This
first retreat. It is going to be ongoing. That's so far seems to be our collective intention. There's some particulars that we just need to sit down and talk about, but at the same time, the vision is there, and we're all surrendered and just in the flow with the vision, and me being here is evidence of that. And so, having said that, give us a little time just to work, you know, just to get everything ready for you guys to where you can just go to the site or to the sites, because it'd be multiple places you can go to sign up for our Activation of Love Retreats, which I have a remix on it, which is, you know, come hang out with the llamas, the lotuses, and the love.
And remember, it is the honoring of you, the higher part of you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank all of you, and thank you, Timba, for allowing us to come here and blow on the embers the soul of love that lies within all of you. And we'll continue to blow on those embers and help you to glow.
Absolutely.
And your finest
hour. Every one of you.
Each and every one of you are so beautiful. We love you so much. Know that you are loved. Know that you are special. Know that we, you know, we appreciate you. And you're very important. Very, very important. Each of you.
And having said that, we're going to end the show with my song In This World, which is something that I thought would be one of my transformational hip-hop songs. I thought would be appropriate, and it's even more appropriate now that, you know, people are crying and stuff like that. And really beautiful. But anyway, Dougie Fresh, if you could be so kind to give us... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Courage. Afraid of me, they're scared to embrace what they was born to be. To be yourself, it takes courage. To follow your heart and go within, my friend, it takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. To be real, it takes courage. To follow your bliss and go within, my friend, it takes courage. I know.
never been afraid to go against the grain. My teacher is my life, was taught by the pain. And life told me that fear is a disease. And my courage gave birth to my visions and my dreams. I'm grateful to the bank for my mama's womb. I came in the month of February. Timber is the name that she gave. Pop said that the world is hopeless, but timber means hope. And as long as I'm alive, there's a little in this world, and that's why I wrote this. So please, MCs, let's keep the focus. And the greatest enemy, his enemy, not you. That's why they call it enemy. Don't you believe that's true? It's in my hope that you do. Cause only fearless women and men look within and conquer themselves again and again, like Timber did. And I'm talking to my friends, I believe that's you. Most people ain't afraid of me. It's scared to embrace what they was born to be. Really takes courage to follow your heart and go within, my friend. It takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. It's scared to embrace what they was born to do. Be yourself, it takes courage to follow your bliss and go within, my friend. It takes courage, yeah. I don't need an award to thank God, cause every time I breathe, I'm embraced in his arms. I thank him every day, I'm not afraid to respond to the only one who's ever really loved me, the only one who's ever really hugged me, to the only one who's ever really known me. Who was it who came into that prison when I was lonely? Some call it God, I call him the one and only. I'm a child of courage, refuse to be phony. And please don't get it twisted, don't misinterpret the essence, the message like they did with the scriptures. I'm not afraid to go to hell, cause guess what? Even if I'm dead, God's love will be there. And how I bring heaven down, I see his will being done through the eyes of a child and a smile. I even see it done through a frown, teaching me how precious life is right now. Come on, most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. Be yourself, it takes courage to follow your heart and go within, my friend. It takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. But it really takes courage to follow your bliss and go within, my friend. It takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of me. They're scared to embrace what they was born to be. To be yourself, it takes courage to follow your heart and go within, my friend. It takes courage. Most people ain't afraid of you. They're scared to embrace what they was born to do. It really takes courage to follow your bliss and go within, my friend. It takes courage, yeah.